إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها المسلمون. Indeed, the month of Ramadan is approaching, and it is a season full of blessing and great opportunity, a great opportunity for mercy and for forgiveness. And it is well known that the month of Ramadan, it has so many great virtues and benefits and special qualities and traits. And from that is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran. Allah, He mentioned in His book, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. That the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance for mankind and a clarification of the guidance and the criterion. And likewise from the great virtue of the month of Ramadan is that fasting in the daytime is an obligation. And the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are made obligatory. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ. Fasting has been prescribed upon you. يعني فُرِضَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ. That fasting has been made an obligation upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. And therefore, whoever amongst you who witnesses the month, meaning the month of Ramadan, then he must fast it. Then he must fast it. So this is from the great means to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtain His pleasure and obtain mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, from the great virtues of the month of Ramadan is that Allah has made fasting that month a pillar from the pillars of Islam. It has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. Al-Islam is based upon five. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. To testify and to bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. And to establish the salah. وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And to pay the obligatory charity. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. And to fast the month of Ramadan. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. And to make the pilgrimage to the house. To the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the fasting of the month of Ramadan is a pillar from the pillars of Islam. In this manner a believer, they will establish their religion. In this manner a believer, they will establish their deen. They will establish their religion. They will establish the shahada in their life, inwardly and outwardly. And they will establish the sacred rites of Islam by performing the obligatory salat five times a day in the manner prescribed. And likewise on their wealth, whenever they have reached a certain amount, they will pay that charity believing in Allah and believing in the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal and believing that this is a means to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise the fast. the fast of the month of Ramadan. The believers, they're not fasting heedlessly, nor are they fasting forgetfully. Rather, they're fasting hoping for the reward of Allah, believing in Allah and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the legislation of fasting and the law of fasting, and believing in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, his laws and legal ways, and abiding by that and upholding those rights and etiquettes of fasting, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great opportunity for a true believer. Those who are sincere, those who are striving before Ramadan, they're encouraged to increase in striving. And those who are negligent or heedless, or those who are upon a bad path, tried by sins and the likes before Ramadan, it's an opportunity likewise to desist and to cease and to repent and to come back to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to take advantage of these days and these nights. Likewise, from the virtue of this month is that the devils, they are chained and they're not able to do the evil and the mischief that they were able to do before Ramadan. They're not able to work evil and mischief in the same manner that they were able to before Ramadan, as well as the gates of heaven, they're open, and the gates of the hellfire, they're closed. And it's been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that dakhala Ramadan, whenever Ramadan enters, futihat abwabul jannah, that the gates of paradise, they are open, wa ghulliqat abwabu jahannam, and the gates of the hellfire, they are closed, wa sulsirat ash-shayatin, and the devils, they are chained. And when wording by Imam Muslim, wa futihat abwabu rahmah, and the gates of mercy, they are open. So therefore, it's a great opportunity in the daytime and in the nighttime to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. In the daytime of Ramadan, fasting and leaving off the desires and the lusts and the food and the drink, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the nighttime, standing in the night prayer, hoping for the reward of Allah azza wa jal, striving to train the soul to be obedient and sincere and cultivate piety in the heart and the ability to obey Allah in public and in private, wherever one may be. This is from the fruit and the intent of the legislation of fasting. Likewise, from the great virtues of the month of Ramadan is that in the month of Ramadan, there are 10 nights which are the best nights of the year. And in those nights is the best night, which is Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about that night, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of Al-Qadr, it is better than 1,000 months. Meaning that worship done on that night, sincerely for the sake of Allah and the manner prescribed, is more virtuous and better in reward than the worship that is done in 1,000 months. And this is all from the grace of Allah and from His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, an opportunity to do a little bit of good deeds with a great reward with Allah azza wa jal, an opportunity to do a little bit of effort and to strive in the daytime and the nighttime for 1 month with great promise of mercy and reward and forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal. A believer, they must strive in this month and make effort and prepare for the coming of Ramadan. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Likewise, from the virtue of Ramadan, that those who fast sincerely in the daytime and those who stand in the night prayer sincerely for the sake of Allah, their sins, they will be forgiven. And it's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith while hoping for the reward, and that which has proceeded from his sins will be forgiven. And he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, and whoever stands in the night prayer in Ramadan out of sincere faith while hoping for the reward, and that which has proceeded will be forgiven from his sins. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, that whoever stands in the night that whoever stands on the night of Qadr, whoever stands on the night of decree, out of sincere faith while hoping for the reward, that which has proceeded from his sins will be forgiven. In these narrations here, we see a great benefit, and this is with regards to the fast of Ramadan and the standing in the night prayer, and likewise with every righteous deed, that a believer, he must perform these actions properly and correctly and upon sincere faith. And upon sincere faith, believing in Allah, and believing in the last day, and believing in the promise of Allah, and believing in the threat of Allah, believing in the Jannah, and believing in the Nar. Likewise, believing in the prophets and messengers, and that the final prophet and messenger is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in his sunnah, believing in his laws and legal ways, and learning that, and abiding by that, and upholding those rights while hoping for the reward from Allah. Iman and wahtisaba, out of sincere faith, while hoping for the reward, not fasting or standing in the prayer, heedlessly or forgetfully or out of customs or because the people, that's what they're doing, rather out of sincere faith, with a heart that is alive, recognizing the majesty and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His supreme authority, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illa hu, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him, and that you strive to draw near to Him by the means that He has legislated and clarified at the tongue of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you believe in those ways, and you believe in the legislation, you believe in the halal, and you believe in the haram, you believe in the obligations and the sacred rights of Allah Islam and how to perform them according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This creed in itself is a great action of worship and means to draw near to Allah. This creed itself is a great action of worship and means to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Allah, believing in the last day, believing in the legislation and the sharia and the halal and the haram, and then striving upon that faith to uphold those rights and application, and striving upon that faith to uphold those rights and application while hoping for the reward. A believer, he will obtain great mercy in the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan in this manner, iman and wahtisaba, performing the rights of al-Islam, establishing the obligations in the masjid and in the home and in the market and wherever one may be, obligations related to the heart and the creed, obligations related to the eyes and the ears, obligations related to the hands and the feet, obligation related to the finances and the wealth, wherever one may be, there's obligation, there are rights that must be upheld, that Allah has clarified in His book, and by way of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's incumbent to believe in them, and to draw near to Allah by believing in them, and striving to uphold them likewise in application. Striving to uphold them likewise in application, not praying heedlessly nor forgetfully, not fasting heedlessly nor forgetfully, not giving charity heedlessly nor forgetfully, rather establishing the prayer, and giving the charity, and establishing the fast of Ramadan, and all of the sacred rites, iman and wahtisaba, out of sincere faith, out of sincere creed and belief in Allah in the last day, and likewise, while hoping for the reward of Allah and the promise of Allah and the mercy of Allah, in this manner, a believer, he can draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have much goodness in this life before the hereafter. As for those who perform the sacred rites outwardly while their heart is heedless or negligent, or while they're preoccupied with a worldly life, then maybe their efforts will not be accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Most High, the Most Great, and He only accepts that which is sincerity and purity for His sake, not that which is done showing off or for any ulterior motives, and likewise, not that which is done heedlessly and forgetfully. It has been collected by Tirmidhi authentically from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba," that you must call and supplicate to Allah. Invoke Him while you have certainty that He will respond. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِرٍ لَهُ, that you must know. And you must know that Allah, He does not respond to the supplication of a heart that is preoccupied and heedless. So the actions of worship, they're all types of supplication, invocation, and calling on Allah. And Allah, He does not accept that invocation that is done heedlessly and with a heart that is preoccupied. So therefore, we must strive to occupy our hearts with the love of Allah and with the remembrance of Allah and hoping for the reward of Allah and having great reverence and fear of Allah and seeking to draw near to Him in a manner prescribed and a manner clarified in the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Ramadan is drawing near. We must prepare ourselves spiritually in our hearts and our souls with repentance, repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the sins and shortcomings, and likewise with strong determination, strong determinations throughout to learn the legislation, to learn the law, and to uphold those rights in public and in private. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and guide us and allow us to meet this month and to fast and to stand seeking His pleasure out of sincere faith while hoping for the reward. Allahumma ahdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma ahdina ilayka siratan mustaqima. اللهم اهدنا إليك صراطا مستقيما اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.